Welcome to Riscario Radio. This is episode 153. I'm Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Today is different. If you're a regular listener, you'll notice that there was no theme music at the beginning, and this recording may sound different too. Here's what happened. My main computer is not starting up. I'm trying this out on a netbook. Let's see how the results are. Should be okay by next week. Obstacles are not really a problem because today's topic is Reach Your Goals with Pick 4 from Zig Ziglar and Seth Godin. Goals, goals, goals. Many systems help you reach them. By experimenting, you'll select or create a system that suits you. To succeed, you need to get started and keep going. 7 Habits. Over the years, I've used elements of the 7 Habits system and even bought the paper-based calendars in the days before smartphones. With this approach, you plan by the week. We have many roles. For example, we might be a parent, employee, spouse, student. You schedule the relevant roles for the week into your calendar. For instance, as a parent, you might want to help your child practice a speech on Tuesday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. As an employee, you may wish to allocate 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursday to catch up on email. Once you schedule the essentials, other activities fit around them. Getting things done. Years ago, I started using elements of the Getting Things Done system also. It's excellent for getting things out of my head and into a system I trust. I'm using a tool called Personal Brain, and I've written a blog post that explains that in more detail elsewhere. I use this tool to track the big things. The drawback is that I can only use it on my Windows computer. There's no edit sync with Android or iPad. For the to-do items, I use Tootledo for a web-based repository that's connected to Pocket Informant on both my Android phone and iPad tablet. I have the Pro version so that I can create subtasks. I find that feature very helpful. For client-related items I want to track long-term, I use a web-based CRM system called Batchbook. There's overlap in these systems, but that's manageable. With all these tools, what's missing? My current approach is 100% independent. No one else is involved, and the goals are private. Some goals slip, but at least no one else knows. Pick 4. Enter Pick 4. This is Seth Godin's update of Zig Ziglar's low-tech process for reaching goals over 12 weeks. Pick 4 combines 3 elements. 1. There's a mind dump of your life goals. That's like getting things done. Step 2 is identifying roles and goals. That's like the 7 habits, but this is for the full 12 weeks, not week by week. And the third element is peer support. Most of the workbook is a diary in which you make notes about what you did for each goal each day. You also mark whether what you did was enough. Form a team. Amazon sells these workbooks in 4 packs. We paid $30, which works out to $750 each. At the time of writing, the US price is $20. In Canada, as the screenshot shows, if you go to the blog post that accompanies this podcast, the price in Canada is $135.04. That has got to be a mistake. The inviting cover says, "Open me," and reminds me of Dr. Seuss and Tim Burton. The paper looks cheap because it's not smooth or bright white. Looks deceive. The paper is good quality. I'm using a gel pen and the ink does not bleed through the paper. I'm quite satisfied with the quality. Rules. I'm in a quartet of high caliber participants I met recently. We don't really know one another, but are all committed to achieving our goals. When you're working in a team, members must agree to obvious rules like maintaining confidentiality and keeping commitments. Why 12 weeks? 12 weeks feels right. That's long enough to achieve reasonable goals, but short enough to motivate. By the end, we should have built habits that keep us from quitting those goals that still need additional work and encourage us to set more goals. What's missing? Pick 4 is only paper-based. I'd much prefer an iPad app. That would save trees and help with privacy. As with a diary, I wouldn't want anyone looking at what I'm writing. Since the spiral binding is on the left instead of at the top, writing on the left-hand page is tougher for neat freaks. Maybe there will be more options in the future. Since I don't like throwing things away, I'd like an iPad version that lets me print to a PDF for archiving. You only measure your goals for 5 days a week. That gives you 2 days off. I like that, but would prefer a 7-day calendar to be consistent with today's lifestyles. For instance, you might have goals that include weekends, but that does not mean you're a workaholic. Picked 4. Here are my 4 goals. 1. Ask for business 3 times a week. I make myself available to clients who decide on their own if they'd like my services. That's not very proactive. 2. Exercise 3 times a week. I turned 50 last year and must pay more attention to my body. This category also includes sleeping earlier. 3. Declutter daily. Don't ask. I pile stuff up on every flat surface I can find. I have closets and boxes filled with stuff I'll never use and would have trouble finding. And 4, ship video once every 2 weeks. This involves getting better with editing and talking to the camera without my mind going blank. Each goal is a stretch and was reviewed by a peer mentoring group and my pick 4 goal mates. I'm currently on day 2. I'll report back in 12 weeks on April 21, 2012. P.S. Don't wait for my findings. Keep working on your goals whichever way you like. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. I'm Pramod Sharma.